She was like only pink for like a minute. Her mic is still muted. She's talking to, you know, her dad.
Oh my god. So there's two things going on here. A, she is like actually talking to someone, or B, she's just hiding that she forgot to actually unmute herself.
Oh no, she's in her dad's room.
Oh, I did forget to unmute myself, guys. I did. Oh my goodness. Oh my God.
And these are the
this is why we're best friends.
Gems you get if you listen to the audio version.
Hi, Bernie.
The gems. What are the gems?
Oh my God. Are you talking to a parrot? What's going on here?
I'm putting away the chickens before I forget.
Have you seen the video about Hamlet the parrot?
They like me. I come. I pet them at night. And they stopped moving. They've been slowly accepting me petting them.
You're cutting what?
She's petting chickens. Petting.
Why are you petting chickens? They have ticks.
She's, because, you know, Courtney, she loves to go out there and pet them cocks.
They have ticks.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they fucking do.
Courtney's just getting...
Well, no, none's going to jump on my hand.
I mean, they're pretty easy to pull off.
Of course they are. There's no feathers to impede them to burying those heads into your skin and sucking your blood.
Have you ever seen a tick? Have you ever had a tick?
There's actually two types of ticks. There's ticks that have hard bodies and don't inflate, and there's ticks that have soft bodies and they do inflate.
Yeah, they're both easy to pick off. You forget I lived in Missouri.
Yeah, I know. But you also live with chiggers, which is disgusting.
Yeah, we had a different name for them.
Chiggers.
Oh,
we
called
them tiggers and chicks.
I've gotten them before.
Because it was hilarious and we're fucking trash white people.
I'm sorry, what, Courtney?
When I went to visit my mom, I ended up, she said that she'd sprayed in the yard. I'm like, oh, okay. And she had some blackberry bushes that she didn't freaking spray.
Oh my God. Well, did she not tell you?
Yeah, she didn't tell me.
Okay, so they jumped. TLDR, what is the end here?
Yeah, women are bad at telling stories.
I got chiggers.
That's disgusting.
What did your mother say?
I'm not quite sure we can be friends anymore, to be honest.
Oh my God, Alex.
You walk into the kitchen, your mom's drinking a cold beer. You know, Mom, I have chiggers inside me. She blows out her beer at her nose. Like, what? What? No daughter of mine. Oh, chiggers. Chigger. Okay, we're good.
Seriously, guys? You're like horrible.
Me? I'm horrible. I'm the horrible one here.
No, I'm Alex chaotic is neutral too. I can't believe she said that she couldn't be friends with me.
Yeah. Like, I pointed to myself, like, I'm not even recording this part on video.
Did you get chicken pox?
I did get chicken pox.
What was it like?
Oh, it was horrible.
Did you get chicken pox, babe?
As I like to call them, cock pox. Yes, I did.
Oh my God. So what was it like?
You know when you have like an itchy like mosquito bite?
Yeah.
Imagine like 1,000 of those all over your body in the most inconvenient spots.
So like on your dick?
Yeah, on my dick, yes. I feel
very sorry
for you. On my tongue? Yeah.
Oh, oral ulcers are the worst.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Mm. I don't know. I was young. I got the vaccine for chickenpox and still got the chickenpox. Like, good job,
but
Mom.
But you didn't die from the chickenpox.
I would have much rather died from the chickenpox than have to live in 2021. Are you kidding me?
The symptoms were severely reduced and you didn't die. That is how a vaccine works. It is not.
I would have maybe never had chickenpox.
I have never had chicken pox.
Sorry, guys. I had to prep because I actually did need a drink.
Oh, my God. Wait, what?
Waka waka. Oh, Bacardi 151 Malibu rum.
I got some.
Totally forgot to get my own.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
But welcome, everybody, to the Human Podcast. Do not let the name fool you. It's not a feel-good, you know, family podcast where you love each other. No.
Wait, I thought that's what this was.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Are you sure?
It's not.
I'm pretty sure.
We fucking make fun of shit.
Are we not family?
I mean, you're my wife.
Okay.
But that's about as close. I mean,
Courtney's basically a stepwife because she's my best friend.
Yeah, I mean, but she's in California.
I'm in California now.
Yeah.
So I mean, I feel like we should just call her like Dr. Courtney at this point.
Why?
Because, like, I mean, for anyone that's had like a stethoscope to like a cock, you know, you're a doctor at that point.
Have you ever... Like, please don't can I talk do about that? This, guys.
Will you let me
oh
do that?
Oh my God, guys.
Put a stethoscope to my cock?
Like, why? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm going to bring one home from work.
Oh my God. No. Yeah.
This way you never
why
tell
do you
me.
You have to bring that up.
Never tell me anything for any fucking reason whatsoever.
Okay, so the story behind that is.
Oh, it doesn't even matter. It's way
my
funnier.
My dad's catheter.
Which
it's what type way of funnier.
Blood all over the place.
Okay, what type of catheter?
A Foley catheter. It's a permanent, semi-permanent one.
It's a catastrophe.
So it goes.
You're not wrong.
And stays there for about a month.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I know, Courtney. I know what a Foley catheter is.
But
no one knows. I'm talking about the normal people.
What? Whatever. People that listen to my
cats too.
People that are listening to this podcast are not here for education. Well, let's get real. Like, if you've listened to any of these episodes, you see the description: explicit language, sexual content. That's why you clicked on this episode. Oh my gosh! Oh, the vaginas and bad language. Ooh, let's buckle in, because this is going to be an Easter episode. Happy Death Day, Jesus. Sorry the Jews killed you.
Okay, right? Like, it's almost like the Germans avenged Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, what if Hitler was just, like, a super-duper Christian, and he just got mad at the Jews for killing
his
Lord?
I'm not
going
to go along with that theory. That's as far as I'm willing to accept. That's like
I'll jump right into the deep end. I'll go hard. I don't care. Hitler's dead.
Is it wrong that I like Stalin more than Hitler?
Why do you like Stalin better? Are you drinking while you're pouring?
What? Oh yeah, she could do that. It's like a really cool thing to watch.
I'm like,
no, this is like
we're talking about Nazis over here, and she's drinking Bacardi into her. She's like, is this good enough? Is this good enough? She's like fucking. You know, Goldilocks in her fucking drink.
Well, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Is it?
It was an achievement for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she's high. My wife is high.
Well, like, duh.
I don't get to get
I'm
high.
I'm not high yet.
I don't get to get high because guess what? I have a job that's regulated by the government.
Right?
So.
Government's dumb.
Well, and you're about to be even more severely regulated because they're thinking about putting in a mile tax now.
A mile tax?
Yeah.
What's
so
that?
They tax you on how many miles you travel.
Probably for California.
Everywhere. It's federal. They're thinking it's one of Biden's green things.
For truckers or for everybody?
For everybody.
There's no way that he could actually, you know, stipulate that.
I'm sorry. Trump got away with all his shit besides the wall.
That was his only thing.
Well, funny thing, we're actually still paying them to do nothing.
Well, duh.
We're still paying them.
Oh, yeah. No. So,
and not doing anything.
So when a president takes over, the previous president's ordinances still last a full another year. Like, he can't do shit about it until the next fiscal year. I think fiscal is the wrong word, but I don't know what else to call it.
Fiscal is when you take your fist and shove it inside someone's
skull.
Pussy. But I like the skull better. But take that. I'm gonna fist fuck your face with my fist, bitch.
Or I think the Punisher is better when you've got that anal plug that opens up.
God.
Oh my goodness. You're having fun now.
Yeah, I mean Courtney's over here with, you know, she's like, yeah, the Punisher. Yeah, it's called the Pain Pair. Well, it's called the Pair of Agony, but I call it the Pain Pair. You know, some women just call it a butt plug. You know, not me.
Which one should I do, guys?
The butt plug?
Should I do
the
Jack
big one?
Herrera?
The one with the spiral.
No, should I do Jack Herrera or should I do L.A. Kush?
Are you pronouncing either of those right?
L.A. Yeah. Kush? Yes, I am sure she's pronouncing L.A. Kush correctly.
What about the other one?
Or I can do Green Crack.
Jack Hare?
Yeah.
I can do Green Crack instead.
I mean, you're not the right skin tone for that, but okay.
Is it like a jackalope?
The Green Crack? Yeah. No, it's crack.
No, the first one.
I have no idea.
It's okay. I'll do a snow one. I forget what it's called.
It's like
though.
Cocaine. It's like...
No, it's not.
How do we know?
You know, I hate cocaine, guys.
She's like, I hate it. It killed my mother and raped my brother.
Oh my God, no. It's like horrible.
It's horrible. It is,
yeah.
It built a city called Miami.
My dad's fucked up. His nasal shit is all fucked up.
Oh, I thought you meant like everything else. I'm like, from cocaine?
No,
I'm like, God damn. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. I tried cocaine once and now I have lobster claws.
I got a new battery for my vape. It's blue. It's a baby blue.
You know what's crazy? Is I'm sure that someone's going to come up with like a modification to vapes and just turn them into vibrators and like just you screw on like a different head and just like press it and it's like, and it's like a vibrator for your clit.
Good idea.
Yeah, Courtney's all excited. She's like, oh my God, that's great. I can smoke weed and get off.
Don't they have like tampons that are infused with THC or something?
Why would they have that? The CBD.
They have that.
Yeah, because it fucking helps with the cramps.
What cramps?
Okay, technically cramps are actually contractions, but continue.
Yeah, whatever. You know, we don't come to this podcast to learn about women and their ewy vaginas.
Oh my God.
We come to this podcast to make fun of people. This week,
making fun of vaginas, making fun of like half the population.
I mean, you're not allowed to openly make fun of vaginas, otherwise girls won't just let you use them. It's like I have to like come and sign a lease every time. I'm like, hey, can I get some pussy? And you're like, okay. Like, honestly, like what girls should do is when they hit 18, get their pussy looking grade A, take, you know, 10,000 photos of it, and then just send those out for any time a dude asks for a photo.
Oh my God.
You just have to do it once. And you have 10,000 photos, so no one's getting a duplicate.
What does good pussy look like?
I mean, pussies that's not gray? Like, just.
What?
Like, wet? Fuckable? Like, it pretty much, as a guy, if you get to see a pussy, it's a good pussy. Because guess what?
Is there a range? Wait, because you came up with like the 10 levels last episode.
Yeah,
right?
I did. But if it's stinky. If it's a stinky pinky, then no.
Oh, don't say that term again.
You know, it's just you come in and be like, hey, come over here and eat my cunt. And it's like, ugh, I wish you didn't have a deeper voice than me. But, you know, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Oh, no, I'm looking this one in the mouth. Ew. Ew. This is gross. And you crack the, you know, the split in it. Just, eh. And like it like shoots like noxious gas in your face and you're like, nope, you know, it's worse than like a shitty butthole. It's like, ugh. And it's like, oh no, this hasn't been washed in a while. Needs like three douche sessions. Like,
oh my God, it's so funny. I actually got my sister to take some edibles.
Which one?
Christy.
Oh, thank God.
I'm like, The one that just had a baby?
Cassandra, she used to do it, but now she can't because of the baby.
I mean, she can, and that baby will sleep forever. Just, you know, indica, you know, just boom, and then it just comes out her tit. Everything's a mistake. Live with it. You only live once. I bought into GameStop, and I'm hoping for the short squeeze. I even bought a shirt, you know, from Diane Fossey's Gorilla Fund or whatever. I don't even know. I'm like, apes together strong. I'm like, oh, you got me.
It always confuses me that you say GameStop because I expect to hear GameStock and then I'm thrown off counter.
I mean, pretty much it is, you know, yeah. GameStock. Yeah. You know, in the month of Ape Rule.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's right. 420 is coming up. Is 420 a weekend day?
No idea, but happy birthday, Hitler. Good job, bud.
Wait, that's his birthday?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to know what day of the week 420 is now.
It's Tuesday, Alex. You've got it off.
I've got it off. What? Oh my God, I'm so excited. I've got 420
Alex
off.
Alex is so excited. Oh
my
for fucking. This.
Oh my God, yeah. No, I haven't had 420 off in like the last 2 years.
Seriously?
Okay, no, that doesn't make sense.
Better make sure you don't get called in that day.
Duh.
She's like, they call her in. She's like, hey, we need to come in. What?
No, if they call me, I'm going to be like, it's 420. I'm not coming into work stoned. Are you fucking kidding me?
When everyone else is like, I'm in California right now, bud. Blazing.
Yeah. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day. Yeah, exactly. Actually, my dad smokes it all the time.
Yeah.
Like
you.
This? Like.
No, he's able. Remember, I told you he's able to.
You said he has lobster claws. You said he has fused fingers and lobster claws, and
all that makes holding a cigarette good.
Yeah, you hold a cigarette like this. You hold a joint like this. Joint, cigarette, cock. You know, everything has like a different way to hold it. Hot dog.
In a bun.
Cigar. Everything's different, and I don't understand why.
Energy drink.
What?
It's another thing it could hold.
Yeah, I don't see your dad, you know, getting energy drink just like his dad.
I'm just adding to the list
with a monster. Just yeah, I am a monster. And he like starts to get up and walk. He's like, oh wow, this works for whatever reason.
Thiamine.
Like I forgot like what all these buttons do, so it's like horrible. I'm like guessing. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, is this the laughter button?
No God.
Okay, it's not. But it is Jesus's birthday, or not? It's death day. That's right. Zombie Jesus, yeah. Little baby zombie Jesus. What?
Technically, Jesus' birthday is actually 3 days before his crucifixion.
Okay, well, happy birthday, Jesus, and happy death, Jesus.
Ta-da!
Like, I wonder, like, if like yeah. after he like came off the cross, if he like just like jacked off with like the hole in his hand, like, you know, he already
fucking brilliant.
He's like, oh yeah, let's, you know, you.
Wait, so when like, what's his face? The doubter dude like put his finger through a hole. He was like literally like finger fucking him.
Yeah, he was.
What the fuck was his name? Is it Thomas? I think it's Thomas.
Who cares?
It's Thomas.
These are all whitewashed names for white people to believe in the black Jesus. Because guess what?
Oh, gosh.
Go over there and find you a white person, and talk to them and. English. They're like, yeah, bro, I'm from America. I'm from Idaho, bud.
But they're like all biblical names. So people who believe in Christianity are always naming their kids after biblical names. So like,
as someone,
generations.
As someone that has read through the Bible a few times.
Really?
A few times, for sure.
I couldn't do it.
I was
the only one in this room who's done it is me. And that was not by my own will.
I read through it twice. It's one of the few books I read.
You actually read it?
Read it, yes. The entire thing. Numbers, Deuteronomy, the boring books.
Did you bring a King James version?
Yep.
That's full of lies.
The King James version. Thy shant shat in my panties.
No, legitimately, they got a hold of the Bible. They sent it off to King James. He's like, you know what? He basically rewrote a ton of shit and said, here, this is the King James Bible. People believe this now.
He's like, this is the King James Bible.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Isn't that what most of our versions are made off of?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, L. Ron Hubbard, you know. What?
Christianity is full of lies.
Yeah. It's a fucking, you know, lies. Heretics buffet. I love it.
Lies.
Yeah.
But it has great stories. Like, you know, there is a the story of Job. You know, it's one of my favorites. It's in the New Testament. Courtney, do you know the story of Job?
He's a little fucking bitch.
I don't even...
Poor Courtney, she's like tired.
Wasn't he stupid?
No.
Yeah.
So Job was, you know, the most faithful, you know, servant to God. He prayed to God every day. God, I love you. God, you're my God. You know, was like, I love God.
He used the cross dildo.
What?
The cross dildo.
I have no idea.
Okay.
But he was like, oh my. You know, he's like the type of dude that like got off of meth and, you know, believes hard in Jesus now, like that kind.
Yeah.
But like lived it. You know, he's like the truest, you know, he's the OG.
Cultist.
You know, I'm God's number one. And God recognized it. He's like, that's my number one guy. And so like, you know, God and the devil were just having a chit chat, you know, as you know, gods and devils do. So the devil's like, yo, God. That ain't your number one dude. I bet you I can make him hate you. He's like, oh, bet do ya? It's like the devil went down to Georgia, like, but for God. He's like, oh, well, let's make a deal. And he's like, okay, you can do anything you want to Job, but you can't kill him. So he immediately kills all his kids. He has 10 kids, murders them all, like kills like all his livestock, destroys everything he has. And just takes everything, you know, all his personal, you know, crap away from him. It's like, oh, you know, but Job is like, I'm a patient man. I still love God. And he's like, took away his health and like gave him like boils and lesions on his skin. He's like, I still love God. God is the one that's allowing all this to happen off of a bet. A bet. You know, it's like, if a parent is like, I bet, you know, I can make your kid hate you. And it's like, oh, go for it. You just can't kill him. That's the same thing. So after he is, you know, taking everything away from him, you know, Job's like, man, I wish I was never born. That's it. I just wish I was never born. This sucks. And, you know, they eventually wins the bet on a technicality. He's like, all right, fine. You know, Job's a real, you know, real deal dude. Cool. And God's like, oh, cool. Let's make your wife give birth to 10 more of the hottest babies. And I'm like.
No, he gets new wives.
No, he gets the same wife. His wife leaves him. His wife survives, leaves him.
He had a harem.
No, in the King James. And
King James's lies.
Who cares? I love these lies because they're great stories.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, forces his wife to give him birth to the 10 hottest babies. And they had to make them like they call them like the fairest children in the land. It's like, yeah, this is just hot babies. And like, I just imagine like Job just went into like, you know, way downward spiral and it's like, started like fucking all his children. It's like, God's like, no, don't do that shit. Oh, no, why are you doing that, Job? It's like, why did you allow all that bullshit to happen to me? Fuck you, God. He's like, you already gave it. You can't take it away again. Ha, bitch.
Wait, what happened?
No, I'm just giving it a splash ending. That didn't actually happen. It ended with, you know, everything being good. And, you know, Job gets, like, quadruple the amount of horses and all the bullshit back again and good health. And he dies in an old age.
Wow. Everyone wants to die in their old age for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, that would suck. I mean, he has a great story. That's a great way to get pussy. Hey, girl, I had lesions and I was penniless in the gutter. You want to fucking smash?
Is that leprosy?
No.
Most likely.
But I mean, like honestly, like, you know, there's even more stories. There's a story in the New Testament. I think it's in the book of Acts or something. There's a story of a kid named Eutychus. This is actually in the Bible. Luke was preaching, you know, Jesus bullshit or whatever.
Yeah.
And Eutychus falls asleep, falls out of the window, and dies. So, like, yep. But, you know, Luke comes down and he's like, okay, second chance, and revives him. But this was so boring that this dude fell asleep.
Well, no, they would have sermons for up to like 6 to 8 hours. So it wasn't a common.
Dude, 30 minutes is like your max, and you better have food after that.
Then.
Yeah.
Like they literally had people that would walk around with like a stick to poke people who had fallen asleep so they'd wake back up and continue listening to the hours long sermon.
Like, what did they. Back in those days, like they're writing the book. They're like, okay, we're going to do the book of Numbers. It's like, you know, Abe begat Saul and Saul begat blah, blah, blah. And they begat each other. And
do you even know who Saul is?
Yeah, he's like the son of David.
That's Solomon.
Whatever. Saul, maybe the son of Saul. I don't know. I don't need to know. I don't believe in any of this.
Exactly.
I'm the dude sitting here, like poking holes in these stories. I'm like reading through this Bible. I'm like, Revelation just seems like an ass.
Oh, that's the name of the last one. I've been trying to think of that like for the last 5 minutes. Thank you.
Oh God, I'm all high.
Yes.
Yeah, we noticed.
It's all hitting me. It's all hitting me.
Oh my God, Courtney, we're so shocked.
I'm sorry.
See, and like you read this Bible and you find out the hypocrisy just in the stories of Jesus alone, just yes. Jesus by himself. Like they you know preach against, you know, getting drunk, yet Jesus makes wine at a party.
Wedding.
To impress mm-hmm. people. What? Cool party trick, bro, but whatever. And then there's one day he's like walking through, finds a temple to God, and there's people like with like vending machine or like vending carts out there like selling, you know, sacrifices so you didn't have to like bring it and just, you know, kind of cheat the system. And then Jesus got mad that they found a way to cheat the system, destroyed all their tables. And then went and died on a cross anyway for all our sins.
I was told they were doing gambling in the temple.
Yeah, they were doing other things, but like that was a big thing is they were selling offerings and profiting from the temple.
Well, yeah.
That's why
to capitalism.
That's why he got the OG capitalist, and then he's like, you know, beats them and like whips them and, you know, then goes and dies on a cross. I'm like, oh. Cool. Like, I can just imagine, like, the Jews didn't actually kill you. Is those merchants are pissed that you just destroy their product.
Oh, yeah.
And like, at that point, I'd be like, you know what? They're right. They were right to kill Jesus.
Money makes right.
Yeah.
Like Judas is like, hey, you know, like, so, like someone approached Judas and is like, hey, we were huge fans of Jesus and we're willing to.
Judas.
We're willing to. Pay you to, you know, get a back seat. You know, we just want to talk to Jesus. We love him so much, and we just want him to like bless our eyes or something stupid. And you know, Jesus is like, oh, but you know, we're like a tight crew. I don't want to, you know, step on any toes. He's like, come on, I'll give you some money. Here's like 13 pieces of silver. He's like, all right, we'll get you back there, and. You know, we're gonna be here tonight, so come over here, And like they all showed up and she was just like, oh no, I've been had. And now he is like the worst traitor in the world. You know, even though like
more than Benedict Arnold?
Well, I mean, there is a Cain and Abel, and Cain killed 25% of the world's population.
Abel was a dick, though.
Abel just had better sacrifices.
No, he was a prick.
Sucks to be you if you're weak with it. You know, like Cain or Abel's coming over here with like the, you know, the good stuff for God. He's like, yeah, look what I got to God. And
he was Cain, a little shit.
Cain's coming over here with like a Caesar salad, and he's like, what is this? A Caesar salad? Who's Caesar? It's like, I don't know. I just wanted to impress you, God. Well, get that rabbit food out of here. Ew. Yeah. And then he gets jealous at his brother and kills him.
Mm-hmm.
So gun laws won't work. Because obviously you can just pick up a rock and kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
objects.
But yeah, God figured it out really quick. It's like, you know, who else would it be? Like, I just want to know what was going through his head. Like, if I die and it's like I get one question, it's like, I want to know what was going through Cain's head when he killed his brother. Like, did he think he was going to get away with it? Do you think he's going to get like 10 spankings from his mommy and daddy?
I'm going with blind rage, to be honest.
I mean, to kill someone with a rock, it takes a while.
Yeah. So you don't notice how long it takes.
Yeah, kind of sad.
No, you see that like all the time in movies.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, like the sad thing is, you know, the 10 plagues of Egypt. The first plague, a giant freighter ship blocks off your fucking Suez Canal. Second plague. Oh, no.
Wait.
What?
It's not an estuary?
What's an estuary?
It's where, like... So it's where, like, a river, like, divides up into tiny rivers that meet the ocean. And so it's, like...
I mean, it goes out to the ocean.
So then it's...
But, you know, like, it just comes in further inland because, you know, the Egyptians lost all their Jews when Moses came and saved them. Otherwise, they could just walk all that stuff back from, like, you know, the beach.
Ugh, the movies were so bad.
I love the movies. Like, the Prince of Egypt... Such a great movie. Like Pharaoh.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Ew.
Such a great, like the Pharaoh takes in this little baby, like this little brown baby. Oh yes. And like, you know, he's like, gets to live as a king.
Yeah.
A great kid. And it's like, guess what? You're a Jew. And he's like, well, I want all these people to be free. It's like, dude, you've lived off their slave labor for like 20 years now. Come on. And
longer than 20 years, for sure.
And it's like, you've been enjoying, you whip them every morning. You wake up and be like, get me breakfast, slave. And you crack a whip at them. You've killed 20 of them. You're one of us. You're in this now. He's like, let my people go. And the Pharaoh's like... No.
He's like the Greta Thunberg of the Jews.
The Greta Thunberg of the Jews. I love it. Moses, the Greta Thunberg of the Jews.
Way too high for this right now.
Good, good. I'm glad. Because I got Shut more.
Oh, the cat is annoying me now.
The cat is dangerous.
Right.
I made a cartoon where like I took a picture of a cat and like kind of traced over it, and I like put the caption. It wasn't even my cat. Put the caption: "The cat is dangerous." I'm currently doing my cat, and I might put that one up online. Put it on my Twitter.
You should.
Right, like take off the autofocus on this camera so it stops doing all that.
Mm. I know it keeps on doing that.
Oh my god, is that a paw?
Look at these two high girls. They're like sitting here. Oh my god, is that a paw?
It is a paw, babe. You've no
a little posies.
I literally fangirl over every cat I meet. That's why I work at a cat clinic.
Yeah, like a Sphinx cat walks in. It's
I do not fangirl on sphinxes.
Fangirl on.
Are disgusting.
They're so sweeties.
How are they disgusting?
They're sweet. Okay, you have to bathe them at least once a week to keep the grease down. You have to keep track of their ears and between their paws.
Same shit for humans.
Yeah.
If you don't bathe in a week, then guess what? You become nasty and your shirt sticks to you. And it's like, ew.
How do you know what that feels like?
Because I was homeless. Do you not remember this?
Of course I remember that.
When I was homeless?
Yes, we were dating when you were homeless.
And I didn't get any pussy when I was homeless. It was crazy.
You literally had a job like 3 months into dating me.
Yeah, and then I got pussy after that.
Yeah.
And then she turned 18 and she was like, here, pussy. I'm like...
Well, yeah, I had to wait before I put out.
I mean, we still... Yeah. And like, when Courtney first met me, she's like, you know, are you a virgin? I'm like, God damn it. She's like, asking me like my full sexual history. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm like, it gets paid back tenfold in this podcast.
I don't even remember that, quite honestly.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't remember this morning, you pothead.
That may be true.
Like, I woke up? Maybe. Did I wake up this morning? I don't even know if I woke up this morning. I woke up
late this morning, did a ton of cleaning, cleaned my house. Woke up
peeing on the toilet for some reason.
That's my life, so shut up.
That you know, it's like, oh, whoa, I'm awake. Oh, I'm peeing. Oh, I'm on the toilet. Yeah. Sleep legs for the win. High five. Oh wait, this isn't a toilet. It's a laundry basket. Shit. And it's all clean laundry.
But I like clean laundry.
Oh my God, Alex. He just did not get it.
Aww. You know, I try really hard. Really hard.
Alex, that wasn't even a thing of getting a joke.
Uh-oh, brain fart alert. Doesn't it?
Oh, God. Oh, you're definitely too high, Alex.
This summer.
What are you then?
Too high
coming
too?
To a pipe near you.
I got that.
Marijuana.
I could always deal with more.
In a movie called... Reefer Madness.
Is that with Cheech and Chong?
No Cheech and Chong involved.
Aww.
It shows the dangers of marijuana.
Like what?
Like
Alex.
Got him.
That joke will never get old.
Of course it's not.
Yeah.
I literally saw a beer today at my favorite liquor store called D's Nuts.
I was about to be like,
yeah.
She saw a beer at her favorite liquor store. Wow, what a story, everybody.
Oh my God, uh-oh, it was relevant. Alert. It was relevant.
I don't even know what this button does.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say
that
you're
fine. That button did.
You're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
Yeah, I'm like guessing at this point.
Where is that from?
It's an interview.
Yeah, with like the little kid who like first is like, no, I don't miss my mom. Then he like goes to pieces.
No, that's not it.
That is my only knowledge of it.
No, like it's a woman and yeah, she's like starting to tear up. It's great.
Bruh. I miss Vines.
Bruh. But... Oh, I do have more fucking stories. Oh, yeah. The first story of the Bible.
Genesis.
My favorite book. It shows how dumb women are from the get-go.
Oh, my God.
Any phallic-shaped object comes along and, you know, tells them something. You're beautiful. You should eat that fruit. The snake said I'm beautiful, or the penis, I don't know. The ground penis said I'm beautiful.
This is the beginning of sexism.
It wasn't even on the ground. It was technically, it's supposedly thought to be a dragon.
Okay, the sky penis said I'm beautiful and to eat this fruit. And if God already knew, like, God's first mistake was putting it out there. Like, don't put something. I'm going to have to eat it.
Mm.
It's like, if someone's like, oh my God, there's a horrible image of something horrible online. Don't watch the video. I'm watching that video for sure-sies.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
So the devil is like a really like kind of like background character through the Old Testament. It's a lot more evil in the New Testament.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
Wait, what was the point, Alex?
Is there supposed to be a point?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the point.
The devil used to be bad, but now he's badder.
Yeah.
He's a badder boy, and he needs 10 spankings instead of just 5, yeah, like he needed back in the Old Testament.
That was the point.
In the New Testament, Satan versus God. Every day.
Well, yeah, that's why people fail.
He's a bad boy.
Only God can make them perfect now.
I wish I had like the song, He's a Man Eater. Or She's a Man Eater.
Mm.
Devil is a girl, by the way. Just to let y'all know. How do I know?
Angels are sexless.
Sexless? Yeah, they don't have any sex.
They're binary, Alex.
They don't have any. Like, you get up to heaven and like you have to like call them by like their weird fucking angel-y pronouns. It's like, fuck. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you call me up. And it's like, what? It's like, no, I'm not learning more fucking pronouns. It's like, you can go to hell. It's like, all right. Blah. You know, it's like, no, you said it wrong, but I'll let you pass this time until you learn it, bigot. It's like, fuck. It's like, what did you say? Straight to hell. What?
I forgot, so move on.
A woman forgot.
This happens all the time.
All the time.
Oh my goodness. Why don't you guys have a background today?
Yeah, fine, here, I'll put a background, because...
Choose a good one, not the stupid one that you guys normally have.
There.
What? It
still manages to block you.
No, I just didn't have the green screen, you know, plugged in. There. Is that better? No. We're in That's space. Better. We're like gods. Like, take this, Earth.
I don't want to be a god.
I mean, like, God would never allow you to be one.
Thank
You're
God.
A woman. I mean, mm-hmm. be happy with your right to vote. Jesus. Fucking devils over here. Like, women and their cats just go straight to hell. Just straight to the bottom. Men and our dogs go straight to heaven. Because all dogs go to heaven, and obviously the dogs are bringing their best friend, man.
No. And all women are bitches, so ergo, we all go.
No. Just a different context for the word bitch.
Nuh-uh. Still technically a dog.
Yep.
It's like a bundle of sticks on the ground. It's like, you know, all right, I guess it's gay. Stick it in my ass. Most people don't know what a faggot actually is. Just a bundle of sticks.
I thought it was
a
cigarette.
It's a bundle of sticks. But I do have an extra story.
Well, it's a bundle of sticks.
Yeah. It's a bunch of faggots. Just like the story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. We're getting into this one. I love this story. The story is Sodom and Gomorrah. So, apparently, you know, these people, I forget their names because I don't care, move into this town, Sodom or something, and people are having a baller-ass time, hooking up, doing orgies. It's a wild time.
Yeah.
And so he gets married over there, has a great time, and God comes and is like, I'm about to destroy this place.
Actually, he sent 2 angels.
Whatever. Sent a couple of angels. We're going to destroy this place, dog. You better bounce out of here. I think like they gave him like an option. It's like, if we can find like 10 people in here that are holy, Yeah,
it was originally like more, but I guess supposedly what's his name kept on
lowering
the number down.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, good for him. Good for him for trying. Didn't work because Sodom and Gomorrah seemed like a baller place, you know, where I can like walk into a Chuck E. Cheese and get my dick sucked. So,
that's kind of pedo.
I mean, it didn't matter. Like,
technically, supposedly, that's what it means, actually.
What?
Ew, don't say
sodomy?
That's ass fucking. Supposedly, like, someone actually really thought, like, it originally didn't mean that. That it meant not to have sex with a child.
Yeah, don't have sex with children. Like, this is the one thing that I will be firm on. Do not have sex with children. Please, dear God, like, the fuck's wrong with you, sick fucks? And for those of you that have those urges but know it's wrong, good for you for resisting. Keep resisting and just never do it. Like, I'm sure there's people that are like, oh, I want to have sex with a woman and I'll force myself on them. I'm more powerful. It's like, but they don't. Good for you. You know, go buy her a drink and, you know, just get the fun, loving blonde at the end of the night. You know, 1 a.m. last call. That's when everyone's like, you know, locking eyes. You know, we're fucking tonight? Yes.
Excuse me.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know either.
She's like, okay.
I needed a sneeze.
Oh my God. You look like the old lady from one of the Miyazaki films.
Why do you have to say that, Alex? You fucking bitch.
It's probably because that angle makes your boobs look bigger and your face actually, like, look meaner, and the Japanese background doesn't help. Well,
then
at
when
all.
She turned her head, it just like flattened her for a second, and then like, yeah.
She's like, I don't have like extra neck folds.
Shut up. Don't talk about my double chin.
I have a double chin too, and I don't care.
I don't like my double chin.
Well, you're also leaning back, so you're like accentuating it.
Grow a beard, no one can see it.
That's why I try not to.
And yet, here you are.
And then I end up doing it anyway.
Like I said.
Well, it's you guys. You guys don't matter.
Exactly.
And I know he's not videotaping. Like, you're not releasing this on, like.
I'm going to put it on Vimeo.
What?
What?
Really?
That what? Because I'm sure I'm breaking a million YouTube laws.
Yeah, you can.
Undoubtedly.
Like, I'm sure, like, if I say, like, asshole, like, more than three times in a video, it's like, this is rated M for mature and children can never see it. And it's like, yeah, if you're on Vimeo or, like, so I'll just put on Pornhub at this point. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it. Buck wild.
Yep.
Just like a whole porno fucking, you know, review channel. It spread. What
spread?
My yawn.
Yawn.
I'm a tired boy. It is late. We are doing this late because I'm a late boy. I do. I mean, like, there is gonna be a day where I just release everything, and it's like, I'm unedited. Boom. Here you guys go. Released. Enjoy.
Oh, God.
I'm also...
Who the fuck's gonna have that much time, dude?
Oh, God. Hopefully nobody. But yeah. I am thinking about creating a TikTok. For my whole brand. For, you know, all the podcasts. Mainly just for me. But I'll be like, go check out my podcast. They're kind of funny, I guess. I mean, we made fun of Jesus on his day. We talked about the Passion of the Christ. We really didn't. You know, the Passion of the Christ is really just a Jewish snuff porn. And they just like, oh, yeah, beat that Jew. I mean, beat him. He believes he's the son of God. No. And I remember when this movie came out. Like, my mom forced me to go and watch it with her.
Oh, my God.
You know, we had very different reactions. I was jacking off, and she was crying.
Oh my God, your mom was crying.
Cried. No. Real fucking tears during the Passion of the Christ.
It's so awful when
I'm like
that kind of phase.
I'm like, Mom, quit being a bitch.
Your mom ain't a bitch now.
I mean, like, I kind of like want to watch it again and be like, Mom, watch the Passion of the Christ again.
Acting's so terrible.
I'm like, really? Like,
so terrible.
Like, people like passed out at the Passion of the Christ. Like, it's so gory. I'm like, not really. Compared to like what a real crucifixion would be and how badly they'd beat him, those wounds are nothing. That's like a packet of ketchup sauce on them. It's like,
Yeah.
See, what would be great is if, like, before they crucified him, they had him making all the crucifixes because he was a carpenter.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's, like, getting good work. He's, like, getting really good at making these crucifixes. But he's, like, has, like, a mean streak. He's, like, I'm going to make these arm plates, like, a little bit wide. So they have to, like, break these people's arms. And, like, Jesus, guess what? You're getting crucified today. He's, like, shit. It's like the executioner dulling the axe, and it's like, oh, executioner, you're getting executed today. No, let me sharpen this axe at least.
Yeah.
Let me see what else I put in here.
Like, you can't even, so I was going on Spotify, you can't even tell if anything's ever been rated and stuff.
Yeah, no. Either you're going to listen to my podcast and enjoy it and tell no one you ever listened to this ever for any fucking reason. You're like, hey, do you listen to the human podcast? Yeah, I do. And I have a couple other ideas rattling around in my brain. I don't know if I should, you know, release it as a podcast. If you're a comedian and you want to, like, you know, even an open micer, even, you know, some dumb shit, you know, comedian, and you want to, like, do something, hit me up. Alex the Truck on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch. I do stream scary games. I'm doing Amnesia, The Dark Descent. It's the sound design, like, it throws you out of it sometimes because there's, like, a dragging sound everywhere you go.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh. I wonder if I'm the bad guy. I've never watched a playthrough, but you know that's what makes it great. And I'll sit there straight faced, like, I'm scared right now. I'm scared. You're scaring me, game. You got the spookies in me. I get it. I promise I'll be a good boy. I'll split my hair down the middle. I'll say my prayers before bed. Just stop being spooky to me.
I think. Parts like that are really creepy.
What?
The middle part. I don't like it.
What middle part?
When people have a middle part through their hair.
Like Alfalfa. From The Little Rascals. Why?
Because it's weird.
I mean, like that and like a pencil.
It's symmetrical.
And a pencil mustache. Like boom, 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 and a pencil mustache. It's like you molest kids.
Symmetry with hair roots. So why bother trying?
Okay. Oh. And it turns out that I'm actually really good at fan duels.
At what?
At guessing on sports that I have no idea how to pronounce their names. I don't even know a sport I voted on.
Like, you don't even know?
No idea. But I'm good at guessing. It's like, who do you think's going to win? I'm like, this team. And so far, I took $50 and I churned it into $200.
You gonna pull it out then?
I've already pulled out $100.
Nice.
And I got a Mint Mobile SIM card. And it's so fucking sad because I can't use it on anything. Because guess what, boys and girls? I got me a tablet. And
you did?
And
it doesn't work on my tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Got the Tab S7. 512 gigabyte. I don't like reading. I just like pushing by, and it bit me right in my tuchus. Because it's not a cellular, it's a Wi-Fi only tablet. And in order to get something like half as good, I have to like get a Korean tablet. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Mm-mm.
So I'm just going to live with my mistake.
Yep.
And it's a great reminder. I mean, all it was so I can play video games in my hotel room. That's
it. You can't do that now.
I can't do that now. Now I have to like go to sleep and like wake up and get back early and play video games like on the actual console. It sucks. Which I might just start doing. But, you know, I can also use it to do drawings.
Do drawings?
Well, I mean, like, this is how I do my notes now. You know, it's all... Well, you can't see it for shit. Let me...
It's written up like a notebook.
Let me see if I can... See? It's all... It's all notebooky.
Notebooky.
Yeah, I can write everything for the podcast. And we have another podcast coming up soon. Probably not tonight. I'm not recording a more fucking podcast tonight. Are you kidding me? Ugh.
Yeah.
But happy death day, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. Who fucking cares? I don't even think you're really real. I think you're just like a weird like Rasputin-y magician that pissed off the wrong kind of people and got beaten severely. You lasted 33 years, and if you want to read a great story about the life of Jesus Christ, there's like the story of Biff, Jesus' best friend.
Yeah.
And I think like the book opens up with like, you know, Biff like beating like a lizard with a rock, and like Jesus like keeps on like putting it in his mouth and like reviving it back to life, and he keeps on beating it with a rock, and you know, they keep on passing the lizard back and forth.
Oh, God.
I mean, I might be wrong. Look it up. Who cares? But that's it for this episode.
We're done?
Yeah, I mean, we're almost at an hour already. Like that's usually like where I try and like boom, you know, park it at the hour. These girls don't have any Instagram, Twitter, Facebooks, or anything like that. So send all your dick pics my way. I will pass them on. Just, you know, say if it's for Alex or Courtney. Alex is my wife. You can still send her dick pics. We'll look at them together. We'll judge your dick pics.
Yeah. And I will find all of them lacking.
You've never even received any, though.
If I sent you one of your own dick pics, would you recognize it?
Probably.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because I'm the one that took all the dick pics. Like, if you took a dick pic like in my sleep, I'd be like, whose tiny, itty-bitty, insignificant penis is that? Like, there's no possible way that, like, that the owner of that cock should be embarrassed and kill themselves. Mm-hmm. And you're like, scroll, like, zoom out of the picture, and it's like, me. I'm like, Photoshop, where did you learn that witchcraft? Hang her, burn her, burn this witch.
Oh, my gosh. You're hilarious.
I mean, I would just burn her to the stake. And be like, who else knows about this? Did you send this to Courtney? No? Okay. So, all right. Yeah, in the next bag. My wife died.
I did?
Because I burned you at the stake.
Oh, for, I do want to die from heat, so thank you.
Seriously? I just like see the entire, like the whole pyre like burning, and she's like, this ain't bad.
Mm-hmm.
They like, you know, pour like hot oil on her. She's like, oh, that's much better.
Yes.
This fire was getting a little bit chilly.
Mm-hmm, it was.
And, like, they like throw you at the bottom of a lake and like, drown this witch. These witch. And you're like swimming in the lake and like, what? A woman that can read and swim?
She weighs less than a duck.
Yeah. Well, whatever. That's it. That's the whole show. Well, welcome. The whole shoot, shebang, caboodle. Some of these episodes are better than the others. Some I'm just fucking, I'm tired. I'm just like, ugh. But,
yeah.
You know, next week it could be better. Next week it will be better. Like, this is like the bottom of the barrel, the low of the low. But if you do want to check out some actually funny podcasts, the ones that are done with men.
Mm-hmm. Alex, why did you agree?
Because I'm high as shit.
She's like, what?
Oh, God. You're getting her to agree to stuff while she's super high?
Yeah, of course. Check out Argue.
Good on you. That's the way to go.
Check out Argue This. This episode that we just did is about these health passports. Are they the mark of the beast? Are they the devil? Who knows?
Do you even know what the mark of the beast is?
I mean, it's probably like a cum stain across your face.
Oh my God, you don't know. Continue.
Yeah, where I'm go
Mr.
beast.
I read the Bible through a couple
where
times.
I go beast. I know it's a 666 on your forehead, but.
Continue.
What?
Continue.
555 to the 666. I know. Like, let me pull up some Slipknot for y'all. For y'all uneducated rubes.
Sure.
Sure? Like, Courtney doesn't even know what Slipknot is.
Go ahead.
Do you know what Slipknot is?
No.
I'm
assuming it's some type of band.
It's some type of band?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, this is kind of funny. This is funny, guys.
Like, now I have to, like, fucking pull it up. I'm like, God damn it. You women.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're a fucking hardcore band from Iowa.
Okay. I thought you were pulling them up.
I am. Let me see.
Oh yeah, I do know this sound.
That's all I can play before they like DMCA.
Royalties or is it loyalties?
Does not matter. I'm sure that
you should have just found like a super good clip to play it. So just the beginning.
But the beginning is the best part.
No, not really.
Yeah, it is. It sets you up for how you're going to feel with the rest of the song.
Yeah. Let you know what type of song it is.
Yeah. That's why it's the most important part.
Yeah, but this wasn't the beginning.
That's why I'm saying it's the most important part.
Oh, God.
Whatever, guys.
What? My poor wife, she's like giving me like eyes right now. She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, like, most people have heard. Like, if you ever played Guitar Hero, you've heard of Slipknot. And sure. I remember being in high school and being like, we're edgy as fuck for listening to Slipknot. Hell yeah.
You went through an emo phase?
No, we were the cool kids for listening to Slipknot and Disturbed.
Do you think you're cool so in high school?
We weren't emo. We didn't wear fucking eyeliner.
No, you thought you were cool in high school?
I mean, yes.
Okay.
We were playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And we were the cool kids. We didn't believe in Jesus Christ.
Sure you were.
But secretly, I knew a whole bunch of church songs, and I went to church like a good boy, and I split my hand in the middle for my mother, and I said, I love you, Mommy. And, you know, she'd pick me up in her minivan and be great. But I'd come back to school and be like, what's up, brothers? How's it going? How's it being like cool guys? We're all cool guys, aren't we, huh? And cool girls, too, huh? Yeah, that's right. We're inclusive. Yeah, you didn't go to high school, so you don't get to judge me.
Yeah, I know. And Courtney, thank God I didn't.
What high school did you go to?
Union Mind.
Yeah, I went.
Union Mine.
Yeah, I went to Union Mine too.
Yeah, you guys already know this.
We never saw each other.
You've had this conversation so many times.
I mean, I'm sure you knew about, like, what year did you graduate?
I don't even know.
Oh my God, Courtney.
She's like doing math in her head.
Courtney, it was 2 years after Alex graduated. What year did you graduate, Alex?
2009.
So you graduated in 2011.
It's really annoying that I know exactly where this is.
What?
2011.
Yeah, I was right. I was right.
Oh, you can't see it.
I was so fucking right. Look at me. I'm so smart.
Oh my gosh. Now
it's probably green. You see it. Doesn't matter.
Oh, look.
Yeah. Buying some in my closet. I know exactly.
But isn't that crazy that I knew exactly where it was?
The piece of paper that you do not need, and yet, like, the last time we talked, you, like, searched all over for your passport and your social security.
Have you found your passport?
Yes, I have.
She found it in the phone call, remember?
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
It's right here.
Does it expire next year?
No, it does not. It expires. Drum roll. If I could fucking get it open. It expires 23. So in 2 years.
I was hoping so bad you'd say 21 so I can just beg.
Oh my God. Just don't.
I was hoping. But yes, so yeah, we're going to Japan. That's going to be a great trip. We're going to be drunk on sake and do a whole episode drunk on sake. I don't like sake because it's fucking gross.
I love sake.
Well, you can have a beer.
Yep, I'll have like a Sapporo or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it. You know, I'm going to end this episode.